An 8-month investigation by the Hartford Courant found an unusually high number of disciplinary actions against doctors from 4 medical schools: Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Howard University here in Washington, Manila Central University in the Philippines, and Autonomous University in Guadalajara, Mexico. The paper looked at 13 years of national government and watchdog databases and those from licensing boards in California and Ohio. The infractions include gross incompetence, drug abuse, and having sex with patients. Reporter Jack Dolan, who co-wrote the paper's 2-part series, says Meharry, Howard, Manila Central, and Autonomous University produce troubled doctors at roughly 10 times the rate of top medical schools.
The graduates of the top medical schools showed up much better. I mean, places like Cornell, Columbia University, they tended to be around 1%, plus or minus, of their graduates having run afoul of regulators in some way.
But that's incredible. That's a direct correlation between the reputation of a school and the performance, the behavior of its alumni after they're out of there.
Well, the phrase direct correlation causes just unbelievable angst within the medical community. They argue vociferously and vehemently that you can't draw any conclusion from this. They point out that there are a lot of factors that go into influencing whether a doctor eventually runs afoul of regulators. They talk about residency programs. They talk about all of the factors in a person's life, susceptibility to alcoholism or drug abuse that can crop up, 10, 20 years after medical school. But the question keeps coming back, why then do these schools rank so consistently at the tops of these lists? And our best guess after 8 months of interviews and visiting the schools and talking to current students, current faculty, graduates, is that there's only so much remediation that a medical school can possibly do to somebody who is academically mediocre to begin with. And certainly Guadalajara makes no bones about the fact that they exist to offer an opportunity to Americans who were denied an opportunity to become doctors at home. That's what they say. In the cases of Howard and Meharry, it's much more complicated. I mean, there was a time when any young black man or woman who wanted to become a doctor basically had to go to those schools. In the last 30 years or so, of course, a lot of these, and especially the very brightest, they can get into Johns Hopkins, they can get into Cornell, they can get into the best medical schools on the planet, and they do, which leaves Howard and Meharry with a depleted applicant pool, really.
What did the schools have to say about this data?
Guadalajara, they were very surprised. The dean told me that, the only time he ever hears from medical boards in the United States is when they're checking to verify that somebody who's applied for a license actually got their degree. They do not think that the relaxed admission standards contribute to their showing in this analysis. It's unclear about Manila Central. They haven't been responding to our requests for information. Howard and Meharry. Howard would not respond at all. In fact, we visited the campus and we were politely thrown out of the dean's office and politely again thrown out of the woman who does public relations for the university, which is a personal first for me. Public relations people don't generally throw you out. At Meharry, they also believe that you can't draw conclusions from our data because there are so many factors in a person's life that could contribute to this. But they also say that they take in students who have had disadvantages, but they're quite confident that the doctors they produce are the equal of any other medical school in the country.
Jack Dolan, a staff writer for the Hartford Courant, co-wrote the paper's 2-part series with Andrew Julian.